This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the new goods and services tax GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and will not impact capital expenditure. In an interview to a private news channel, Ms. Sitharaman said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
100%, because there's more money given already through the income tax cut. The rates are coming down. So the citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0 or in 5 or in 18. There's nothing beyond.
The minister said petroleum and alcohol products will be outside of the GST. She informed the government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. Meanwhile, in an interview with Akashwani News, the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs chairperson Sanjay Kumar Agarwal has termed the next generation GST reforms as bold and comprehensive.
Because it is a very bold reform and it is very comprehensive also.
Right.
So the interest of common man is the foremost priority in doing this exercise, and it has been kept in mind that the items of daily necessities of common man are kept at merit rate. For that, a study was made how a common man spent his budget on his monthly buying. So once that study has been done, so the items on which he common man spends his money, so those items have been kept at merit rate of 5%. So what Prime Minister has said in his speeches is actually the cornerstone or touchstone for determining the rates at which the commodity should be charged.
An interministerial central team, IMCT, visited Jammu and Kashmir's Riyasi and Udhampur districts yesterday to assess the damage caused by recent heavy rains and landslides. The central team suggested strengthening community-based disaster preparedness and prioritizing the restoration of critical infrastructure. The team was led by Colonel Kirti Pratap Singh, Joint Secretary, National Disaster Management Authority. Meanwhile, the Indian Air Force helicopters delivered nearly 6 tons of relief material for the people of flood-hit Damoth Panchayat in Udhampur district yesterday. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Delhi, has deployed a team of doctors and nurses to extend medical relief and humanitarian support to the flood-affected areas of northern India, including Punjab. Talking exclusively with Akashwani News, Dr. Amrinder Singh, Assistant Professor in the Department of Radio Diagnosis at AIIMS, Delhi, said the team will provide immediate assistance to the affected people and are well-trained and equipped to solve any health problems. Union Minister of Sports and Youth Affairs, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has stated that more than thousands of trained Mai Bharat Aapda Mitras will be mobilized to provide rescue operations in the flood-affected areas of Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. The minister was addressing the high-level meeting at Mai Bharat headquarters in New Delhi. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival will culminate today with the immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Around 6,500 Sarvajanik Ganpati idols and 1.75 crore household Ganapatis will be immersed in Mumbai at 65 natural water bodies and 205 artificial ponds created for the purpose. For the Ganesh Visarjan ceremony, local administration along with Mumbai police have made elaborate arrangements for security, cleanliness, health and environment-friendly arrangements. In Hyderabad, all arrangements are in place for one of its biggest religious gatherings as the annual Ganesh Immersion Visarjan takes place today. India will take on China in the Super 4 stage of match of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match will be played at 7:30 p.m. With one win and one draw, Indian team is at the top of the Super 4 stage points table, accumulating 4 points. The U.S. Open tennis defending champion Arina Sabalenka will take on 8-seed American Amanda Anisimova in the women's singles final later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.